I think I gave you one, but did I? Oh, it's underneath there still.
Is it?
There you go.
Okay.
We don't need an opening song just in case, okay?
He thought you were going to sing to us.
You're not in the sacrament, so.
I was on my mission, I volunteered to lead the music. I sat down and they said, you shouldn't volunteer to use that.
How rude.
That's all right.
The Nike swoosh really good. All right. If you'll stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, we'll get started.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a volunteer for the opening prayer? If not, Farrell has to do it.
Amen.
Thank you, Farrell. Okay, we'll start with roll call. Mr. Kenner, you get to go first.
Mike Kenner, present.
Clay Hansen.
Steve Schroep.
Ben Clarkson.
Farrell Hayden.
Okay, Chamberlain.
David Schmucker.
Jennifer Stewart.
Mike Noel.
Amanda Buehler.
Dirk Clayson.
Yes.
Can we, I don't know if Commissioner Perry had reached out to anybody who wondered if there was a number to call in to.
We can call on.
I told her I don't know which phone or for sure. My average is getting low, but if we.
Mine is recording, but we can call on Mike's.
I'll call her right now.
We want her.
Yeah, if we need all the stuff, a dedicated number or. This is working. She said she's driving to the state of Washington, but should have good service.
Okay.
Mike will call her on his phone.
So I guess for the record, we'll call Commissioner Cabea on
Mike's phone.
On Mike's phone.
Hey, you want to join a meeting?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
thanks.
You're on.
Thank you.
You bet.
You ran for office. That's what you get. All right, well, we'll start with our reservoir update. And we got that text today.
Yeah, we got 90%, man. This is kind of pretty close to what it is every year. It's about the same time, but we're going to go ahead and leave the pumps on and fill it up, and then whatever the irrigation company wants to do, if they want to open it up to do early watering, they can open it up and go to work. So hopefully, we've been doing about between 2 and 3% a week, so probably be into March, so I don't know. You got 2-3 irrigators in here. What do you think about that?
It's definitely a year where early irrigation would be beneficial.
Yeah, we got a storm coming this week, though, supposedly. Yeah. Pretty big storm, so.
Man, they usually refer right there to that, you know, what's the temperature. If it starts warming up and it needs water, or if it's still weak, or getting a little rain and it's still a little cold, makes the difference of the week or two.
But the goal is April 15th? Is that the
field
goal?
April 1st.
Early April 1st?
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we could shut the pumps off for a week and still fill. Just save a little bit there. Maybe it's not.
And they need a sluice too.
Yeah.
Not enough to maybe be a couple.
They want a sluice, so we were going to try to fill it up fast. But it's up to you guys. I mean, that's a board. We'll turn it off. We'll do whatever you want. I'm one of these guys that I like to see it full, okay?
Put it in the bank.
Yeah.
But it takes like a week to sluice that sluice, doesn't it?
Yeah, once they open it, it's got to stay open for a bit.
So if we fill it up, and then we can get sluiced earlier, and then as soon as that's done, you guys can go right on. And even if you want us to turn the pump on low, so you got some back pressure, so you can get water, and other people on the higher end, we can do that, okay? We don't have to put a lot of water out. We just have to get a head going that direction so you guys get more water. That would be my suggestion, but we're meeting...
Next Thursday
for the board, so... Make that decision. We'll do whatever you want. Well, number two, we got it running. You notice that it's running about 350, something like that. We had kind of a weird thing on that. That well has a bacteria in there. It's got a like an iron digesting bacteria, and I don't know what's causing that. It's something that a lot of it gets from contaminated from other wells, but you've got to clean it up. They can go in an acid wash it, but it's super expensive. And so we're thinking maybe we could do a chlorine deal. We may have to put like a line down there and do a super chlorination to kill all that bacteria. Because what happens is it builds up on your pipes, you pull your pipes up and it's like real small diameter. It actually shut down our meter, wouldn't read our meter, and they brought it in, the guys pulled it out, brought it in, power washed it all off, put it back and started working again. But I did a little research on it and it's a real thing. It's an iron eating bacteria. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But it's out there. They want $11,000 to acid wash it, and I just think that's crazy myself.
A small fortune.
Yeah. So I'll keep doing some research on it, okay? Recreation, we are going to put in on a recreation grant. Probably what we'll do is we'll end up, probably do the trail. The trail needs all the holes filled and it needs to have a new coat of asphalt. So we're going to put in, what did we figure the cost on that was?
I think it'll be like $60,000 to $70,000.
So we'll make that. There's not a lot of money in the legislature this year. So you're limited to one grant request. There's probably not going to be enough to start the courts. So we thought we'd go ahead and do this first this year and wait till you get in a little better position financially to do it. So
that's that would be an outdoor rec grant?
Yeah.
It's a trails restoration grant.
We're not even sure we're going to get it, so we're not positive of that.
But aim for something that matches what's probably the...
Would be a little less money.
A little more attainable.
Yeah. Well, that's what I have on that item, Mr. Chairman.
Yep. Any questions from the board on things right here around the reservoir? All right, we'll move forward onto our Cove Reservoir.
Okay, well this one, we missed putting it on there. That's like the first time in 3 years. I apologize for that.
I just thought it was funny that Kerry Reese happened to catch it the one time it wasn't
on the 5 years. And we did discuss it.
We talked about it.
Yeah,
we told him that.
But the thing about it is though, from this point on, I feel like we need to go in executive session.
Okay.
And I'll explain that to you. There's some proprietary things coming out in the EIS I want to discuss. I'm going to give you this copy of, this is where we are right now up to the 17th of March, and you'll see where we're going. But if we go into executive session, I can talk a little bit more about it and tell you why.
Okay, we'll just plan on that. Dirk, is there anything, I have a property question for you, so I guess if we're going to executive session, I'm going to ask you in there. Okay, well we'll table Cove Reservoir and we'll go into the Johnson Canyon Well project.
We can do that right now if you want, executive session.
I guess there's nobody in the room.
No, you can do it. You can go into it.
Ben, did you just declare us into executive session or closed session?
Is that what we use? Or do we have motion?
Motion.
You could give him the option of doing it. You can give the motion to him.
To go in and
you
out.
Can move in and out of executive session.
Right. Also, I can declare us.
I think that you
yeah.
Okay. I will declare us